Okay, fine. So let's go to page Reish Pei, Basayin, and see where it says Melchamas Amalek, Kira Es Yisrael. Okay, so here we go. Seat Shmaya, the cover of the Hilig of Basayin, and B'shein Kol Yisrael. So Oyeish Lomar, Vayishma Yisrael. Okay, so holding by Parshas Yisrael. So it goes like this. On the first pasuk, Vayishma Yisrael, it says Peirush Rashi, Mashvu Shemuva. So what did Yisrael hear, right? Vayishma Yisrael. What did Yisrael hear that he decided to join up with Kol Yisrael? Kriyas Yamsuf and Melchamas Amalek. Right, so Rashi says, he heard Kriyas Yamsuf and he heard Melchamas Amalek. Now, so that seems to be very gewalding, and like, it makes total sense, right? Hine Yadua, Maimar Chazal, Apasuk, Asher Karcha Baderech, right? It says about Amalek, Asher Karcha Baderech. What does it mean, Asher Karcha? So Karcha is a lesson of Karv, cold. She Heker Es Yisrael. That they cool down Klal Yisrael. So what's it talking about? It's talking about the Medrash says like the following in Dvarim when it speaks about Amalek again. So it says that when Klal Yisrael, after Kriyas Yamsuf, Klal Yisrael was like a burning hot bath, Ambachia. You've heard this before? Right? So they were like a burning hot bath, and anyone who would touch them, no one wanted to mess with them, because after Kriyas Yamsuf, and they were mamish the highest of the highs, yeah? So what happened was, is that Amalek saw that no one would touch them, so Amalek attacked us. Now the mashal they give, it's like a burning hot bath, and Amalek jumped into the bath. Now Amalek got burnt, but what did they do? But they cooled down the bath. So therefore, they cooled us down in the face of everyone else. Yeah? So that's the name of Amalek. Sheheker es Yisrael, hainu sha'aydei mechamas Amalek, nishma shenaftu mimadrigasan. Right? The fact that there was Melchamas Amalek, that represents that Klal Yisrael fell in their madrigas a little bit. We weren't on the higher madriga like we were by Kriyas Yamsuf. Ulefize, and according to this now, Kashe Masha Peirush Rashi, She Yisrael Shama Melchamas Amalek, Va'adizeh Ba Yisrael's Gayers Tavik Yisrael. Then really, Al Pi Rashi, it really doesn't make sense. Right? Because we read it, Yisrael heard about Kriyas Yamsuf Melchamas Amalek and how great Klal Yisrael was, that's why he came. But I'll pee this, after Amalek, we were cooled down. Adraba, Sha'ayde Melchamas Amalek, Nishma Sheisal Nathu Mimidrigasan, Vilama Bas, then why would he come? Right? So it's a good question, right? So, meaning, we read the Rashi, it's very posh and simple, of course he came because Klal Yisrael was on fire. So the Indian is that with Amalek they cooled us down. Everyone knew that they cooled us down. That everyone knew about Melcham. From the fact that he heard Melchamas Amalek, right? That shows that what? That hold on a second, Amalek cooled us down. So why would he be so impressed with Klal Yisrael to join them? So that's the question. Ulataritzeh. Now to answer it, Hine Amar Rabbi Zeinu Zal the Gemara Yivamos Ein Mekablim Gerim Limos Mashiach. When Mashiach comes, there will be no more Gerim. So Vatam. The reason is. Because the Indian of Kabbalah's Gerim represents bare Nitzotzos, right? Like being male and clearing up the Nitzotzos. Perush, what does that mean? Levarer har Nitzotzos sheish betaivos gashmios. To mevar, right? To, I mean, when you want to choose good from bad, it's called borer, right? So you mevar the Nitzotzos, you take the Nitzotzos out of the gashmios. Ulahaf chal nebechinas kedusha, and you raise them up to kedusha. Hainu. That all taivos you have, whether it's food, whether it's drinks, whether it's tashmish amita, whether it's anything that's a physical taiva, right? The goal is just to be mekadesh it, to do it l'shem shemayim, right? You don't have to be mekubal for it. It just has to be l'shem shemayim. Ubazeh hu mevar nitzotzos megashmius l'bechinas kedusha. And in that way, you're mala nitzotzos, right? I mean, there's an important nikud also that the Tzvila Tzadik says that there's a concept, like the Ramban says, by Kiddushin to you, that Kaddish Atzcha Mutterlach, right? That a Jew should Mekaddish himself and what's Mutter to you. So the Tzvila Tzadik says, if you take the Rosh Tevis of Kaddish Atzmecha Mutter Lach, so Kaddish is Kuf, Atzmecha is Ayin, Mutter is Mem, Lach is Lam, it spells Amalek. Because Amalek tries to not let you be Mekadish yourself in Gashmias. Because they know that what? They know that if you Mekadish yourself in Gashmias, then you're going to be Mala everything. That's all in your Purim. Purim's a day of Gashmias, like we said the other day. Right? But that's in that they attack that, not to not let you be Mekadish yourself within the Gashmias. Amnam. Hatzadik shu bevachinas gadlus amochin. Right? A tzadik that's always at a higher level. Bimadrig hal yona. Vein lo shum taiva lehavli olmazeh. The Tzaddik doesn't have any taivas for this physical low world. Vein lo malivar lehafel kihu kulo kedusha. He doesn't need to do anything because he's already kulo kadosh. Vein lo bechinas kabbalas gerim bechinas ber nitzotzos. So therefore, by him, there's no concept of kabbalas gerim. Why? Because he doesn't need to be mal nitzotzos. He himself is perfect. Vilazeh am Rabbi Zeinu Zal ein mekadem gerim l'mos Mashiach. Why? Ki az you yisrael madriga leona, because we're going to be at such a high madriga. Shelo yelahem shum bechinas taiva zara kenis kolel velo yikablu gerim az. Right, we're not going to be at a low madriga that we're going to need to be mekabel anyone. We're going to be at such a high madriga. So therefore, what? No gerim when Mashiach comes. Okay, vine. Okay, here we go. This is going to be very geschmacker now. Vine. Bechinas amalek hu bechinas yitzhara. Now amalek, we know that the zara says that Amalek represents the Yetzirah. Like it says in Tikkuni Zohar, that who's the Yetzirah? Ihu Yetzirah, v'ihu Nachash, v'ihu Samkel, hu Amalek. Right? That's the meaning of Amalek, is what? Amalek is the Satan, Amalek is the Nachash, and it's all, Amalek's everything that's bad. Yeah? That's why the Zohar asks, the Tzidot Tzadik says, who's Amalek today? So Amalek today is the Yetzirah. Bechinas Gasus HaRuach. Right, Amalek represents gas saruach. They represent gaiva. That's why we know that the pasuk says viram levavcha v'shachachta Hashem lekecha. Right, you're gonna become haughty and you're gonna forget about Hashem. So ram is gematria. Ram represents gaiva. So ram is gematria Amalek because Amalek represents gaiva. Vayde bechina zo mistalekes hashchina. And what we know from the Gemara in Sota that when a person becomes about gaiva, the shchina leaves you, like it says in Psachim. Kol ham es ga'e, anyone who becomes a bal gaiva, im chacham, if you're a wise person, chachmaso mistalekes venu, you lose your chachma. Perush, she bechinas chachma, bechinas kedusha, mistalekes venu. That chachma represents kedusha, and therefore, if you become a bal gaiva, you lose your chachma. Meaning, and you lose the shechina from being part of you. Right? You become empty. So now, umaru maz pasuk from last week's parsha, ki yad al kes ka. But the pasuk says ki yad al kes ka. So now he's going to say a big chiddush here. We're used to hearing that what's missing from that pasuk, the aleph from kiseh is missing and the vav kei from yud kei is missing. Yeah, but listen to what he says. Ki yad al kes ka ki masha ya bechinas shem adnus bemiluo, right, nechsar, meaning the shem adnus is aleph dal nun and yud, but nechsar aleph nun v'nishar rak osios yud dalid. So also ki yad, so yad is missing the aleph nun of the shem of Hashem of adnus. So therefore now remember all the lost letters we have here. So we're missing an aleph and a nun from yad. Umasha ya betchila bechinas kisei nechzer os aleph, and we're missing an aleph from kisei, and therefore it's case. Umin shem agadol baruchu nishar rak shnei osos yud kei, but we're missing vav kei. So now if you add up the gematria of all the letters that are missing, aleph nun is 51, plus aleph of kisei is 52. Plus Vav Hey of Yahavaya is 11, is 63, is gematria exactly Gas, or Sag. Yeah? Which represents what? So Gas represents what? Like Achila Gasa, right? Is Gaivadik. Is Gas Saruach, represents Gaiva. And that's the Niva. Malik Dafka blocks out the letters that are gematria Gas. Because Amalek's whole Indian is Gaiva. Bechinas Gas. Lirmos, Sha'ayde Bechinas Amalek, Bechinas Gas Saruach. Nistalik imenu bechinas hakedusha, sheola gas, right? That therefore, when a Malik attacks, what they try to do is they make you into a bal gaiva, and therefore you when you become bal gaiva, we know anyone who becomes a bal gaiva, you lose everything you have, right? Like the Gemara at the beginning of Sota says, anyone who's a bal gaiva, Hashem says, I can't ein ani v'hu yachul ador ba'olam, I can't dwell in the same place as him, and that's the inyan of a Malik. A Malik tries to make us gaiva dick. And forget about Hashem. That's all Indian. That's why we know Amalek, the Indian of Amalek, is all about what? It's all about Shechecha. Make us forgetting about Hashem. That's why, what's the parsha we erase Amalek? Parshas Zachar. Shabbos Zachar, right? Because Zachar represents remembering. The opposite. That's why I have to see that Shechecha is Gematria Zachar. Because they're Lehefech from it. It's just like Nachash is Gematria Mashiach. So to Shechecha is Gematria Zachar. Ki ya'an, shebechinas ha-kedusha hu bechinas shmini shebeshminis atam l'chachm. This is very nice what he's going to say. We know that the inyan of kedusha represents, like the Gemara and Sota says, that atam l'chachm is allowed to have 1/8 of an eighth of gaiva. Yeah? Bechinas samich dalid. Why? Because 1/8 of an eighth, So that means that it's out of 8. It's 8 out of 8 is Gematria 64. Right? 8 times 8 is 64. 8 times 8 is 64. So that's Bechina. So Bechina of Kedusha is 1 8th of an 8th is 64. Bechinas Ozen. Because Ozen represents ear, Shemisparo Samach Dalet, which is Gematria exactly Samach Dalet. Yeah? Shehu Bechinas Shmua, which represents listening. That what represents that you're mekabel, right? That you listen, and therefore you're not going to come to forget. Also, when a person listens, that means you're being mevatel yourself. That's a state of anava, that you're being mekabel from someone else, right? Because the Indian of shichra, that comes from the side of tuma, right? The side of the yitzhara. But mebechinas amalek, that's the Indian of amalek. Aval kishezocha adam limchos bechinas amalek, bechinas hitzahara, bechinas gas. When a person zocha to erase amalek, to get rid of that gas saruach and that gaiva, azai ain lo bechinas shicha. Then you don't have any shicha on you. Zehu shamar kasev. This is what it says in Sefer Devarim. Machol emcha es zecher amalek. Right, erase machol emcha. It's like a double erasing of zecher amalek. Lo tishkach, right? That's what it says. The pasuk says the following: Vayab aniach Hashem alkecha lecham mikol yevecha misav beretz asher Hashem alkecha nosein lach nachla lerishta timcha ezeichar malik mitach sashmayim lo tishkach. Right? Don't forget them. Right? Don't forget to erase them. Meaning that what? So what do you see? Machla emcha ezeichar malik. And what do you say? Lo tishkach. Hainu im timcha bechinas malik. If you erase the inyan of malik, which is the inyan of gaiva. Then what? Azai lo tishkach. Then you're not going to come to forgetting. Shelo yelecha bechina shichcha. That you won't forget. Ki bechina sakedusha tishra alecha velo tistakimcha. Because the bechina of kedusha is going to dwell upon you. It's going to be upon you, and you're not going to come to forget Hashem. All right? That's anything we say in Rosh Hashanah davening. Ashrei ish shelo yishkachecha uven adam yisa mitzbach. That ashrei ish shelo yishkachecha. Praiseworthy is a person who doesn't forget about you. Right? That's praiseworthy to a person. Zehush Amru Yisrael Nasa V'Nishma. That's how you said Nasa V'Nishma. Meaning what? Perush She'elanu Bechina Shmiya. That we had the Indian of Shmiya, of listening. Bechinas Ozen Kanizkar Le'el Aidei Mechias Bechinas Amalek. Through erasing and wiping out Amalek, oh, we're zochet to hear. Right? But that's Indian, that the way to hear is through erasing Amalek. Yeah? That's why we know that where were we Mekabel the Torah this week? On Har Sinai. Yeah? So now, the Indian is of Amalek, we've said this a few times already, that Amalek is the klal, and Haman is the prat. So how do you erase Amalek? Is that Haman plus Amalek is Gematria exactly Har Sinai. So it's through Har Sinai. And what does Har Sinai represent? It represents Anava. And then, this is a beautiful Torah from the Halakha Ben Yishchai. On the first Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, he says, Moshe kibal Torah mi Sinai. Right? That we know Moshe was mekabel Torah mi Sinai. That, what does that mean? So we know that Sinai is Gematria Anava, right? Is that the Indian of Har Sinai represents Anava. So the Ben Yishchai says the following. Is that what else exactly was he Mekabel from Har Sinai? What's the Mesorah from Har Sinai? So if you look at all the people that are listed in that first mission in Pirkei Avos, it says Moshe Kibal Torah Misinai Umasa LiYoshua. So you have Yoshua. Yoshua LiZakenim. Zakenim LiNeviim. V'Neviim LaAnshei Knesset HaGedolah. So the Ben Yishchai, Chesed points out, if you take the Rosh Tevas of Moshe, Yehoshua, Zakenim, Neviim, and Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, it spells exactly Oznayim. Because that, Oznayim, ears. Because that's the Nesorah that we have from our Sinai. Is that, what does it mean, how do you live with our Sinai? When you know how to listen. Because when a person listens, that means that you're being mevatel yourself to someone else. And that's the message of our Sinai. Because also when you listen, that means what? You could destroy a Amalek like that. That's Nasa V'Nishma. And that's what that's the declaration of Kiddush that a Jew has is what? Is Shema Yisrael Hashem Elkeinu Hashem Echad. And that's the Inyan, that's the Shmi of a Jew. That's why it says Vayishma, that the Shmu of Mordechai was heard everywhere. And that's why it's very nice, because I'll tell you something very deep. Is that the secret, you could say, of Purim. So is anything you learn, the Arizal tells us what the secrets of Purim are, yeah? So the secret of Purim is the following. Is that, we've said this before, that it goes like this. Haman attacked us because he saw that in Shemayim that there was a lack of Ashkacha upon Klal Yisrael. Yeah? So now it goes like this. that the concept of what's going on in the Megillah is that it's called a state of Nesira. So it goes like this. Just take my word for it, okay? Is that I'll just explain to you from Adam Rishon, okay? So at first, Adam and Chav were created achor ba'achor, yeah? And then, in order for Adam and Chav to come panim b'panim, yeah, there needed to be that Adam fell asleep, he was put into a tardema, and then Chava was cut off of Adam, and then they were able to come panim b'panim. So this is the Indian of Purim Asla, Rizal says. That Purim, in a state of Galus, it's called Achar ba'Achar. But we know by Purim, it was the time where Gula was supposed to come now. Right? It was after 7 years, and Gula was going to come. So, but what happened? Hashem made him a Nesira. And in Nesira, it looked like things were very bad. And it looked like Hashem was sleeping. Right? That's why Haman says to Achasverosh, Yeshno am echad mefuzer mefurad. Yeshno. So the way that Rizal reads that, the Yeshno, that Haman said to Achasverosh, Yashin Elokeim shel Elu. That the God of them is sleeping. But this was the state of Nesira, where it was that Hashem Kivyachu was sleeping, but it wasn't that he was sleeping, because Hashem never sleeps. It was in a higher level, right? But then it brought us to the state of Panim B'Panim, which is the greatest Nes of Purim. Yeah? So take my word for it, you'll see in the Arizal later, is that the process of Purim is Achor Ba'Achor, yeah, Nesira, and Panim B'Panim. Okay? Ayin and Shar Kavanos. So Baruch Hashem, Shem Sami Nais Remez, if you take Achor Ba'Achor, plus Nesira, plus panim b'panim is gematria Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Because that's the goal of these days of Purim. These days of Purim is all about Shmia, all about the Shema. Because that erases Amalek. That's the nekuda to erase Amalek is with the Shema. V'inei. Zel b'chinas melchamas Amalek. Now, let's come back to our question that from the Basayin. This is the end of melchamas Amalek. A person has to always be fighting versus the Yitzhahara to erase him. Rak, Mishu tzadik gomer kvar gorash Yitzhahara milibo legamre. A person already wiped away the Yitzhahara from him. She'in lo shum taiva zara bilti l'Hashem levado k'nizkalel. That what he's kulo to Hashem, like something like Rav Matal Zilber. Ze ain lo b'chinas melchamas Amalek. He doesn't have a fight versus Amalek. She'in lo b'chinas kabals gerim k'nizkalel. Because he's not holding by that level. So by him, there's no kabals gerim. Lachain, Kishiyatsu Yisrael Mitzrayim, Vayub Madrig El Yona, Bechinas Gad the Samochin. So when we first came out of Mitzrayim, we were on such an elevated and high level. Veloha Yelahem Bechinas Melcham Samalik Nisgael. Therefore, there was no Shaychas to Melcham Samalik. Shalok Kiblu Gerim Achar Kriyas Yamsa Kriyasdel. And we weren't Mekabal any Gerim then. Lachain, therefore, what's the answer? Lo Bo Yisrod As Techev Achar Kriyas Yamsa Fizgayer. Why? So why didn't Yisro come right after Kriyas Yam Suf? Why did he wait till after Melchamas Amalek, right? Ki az, lo hayu Yisrael mekavim oso kimo she'en mekavim gerim limos Mashiach. Because Klai Yisrael was on too high and lofty of a level to be mekavim gerim. We were holding by a level of Mashiach. Rak, achar shesham Melchamas Amalek, only after you heard that Amalek came, asher karcha v'derech, that they hate Kriyas Yisrael, that they cooled us down a little bit, haynu shenaflu mimadregasam v'shona, right, because we know about the month, it was a terrible Chil Shabbos, and we fell from our Madrig a little bit. Oz Techev Ba Yisro's Gair. Oh, then Yisro said, now I can come because now they're Mekabal Gerim. Ki Oz Kiblu Oso Kinizkal, because now they're Mekabal Gerim. Which is an unbelievable and a beautiful answer how he answers that Indian, that Dafka, it was the Kriya Samsuf and Mechamas Amalek. But now, obviously, we have to realize that the fact, anytime you see a Malik, it's always Shaykh to Purim. We know that. What does it say about the Gerim by Purim? That during the time of Purim, there were so many Gerim that came. Right? Mordechai was Megar, so many Gerim. All these people became Gerim. Why? Because this is the Indian. When there's Mechamas Amalek, people want to join up with Klal Yisrael. And this is the Indian. But just to be Mevar, a nice Nekuda, he says, what caused Mechamas Amalek? We know what caused Mechamas Amalek was what was Chil Shabbos, Chas V'Sham, right? Rachman al Etzlan, right? It was the Chil Shabbos. So it's very... So, exactly. But I'm saying, but because Chil Shabbos, that caused it. But it's very nice. Because I thought this morning, Rashi says that Milchemes Amalek. So if you take the gematria of Milchemes Amalek, so when can a Jew go out to Milchemes versus Amalek and try to take down Amalek? So Milchemes Amalek is gematria Yom Shabbos. Like we say, Me'enol Haba Yom Shabbos Menucha. That Melchamas Amalek is Yom Shabbos. That through Shabbos we're zocher to take down Amalek. It works well with what we said the other day, that the Indian of Klal Yisrael fighting for Amalek was on Shabbos itself. But this is the Indian to take down Amalek, to know that what with the Anava, with the midah of Anava, like the Basayin sang us, that Amalek tries to make us gas saruch, like trying to make us fat. Fat is achila gasa, but it make you what? They make you fat, but what happens when a person feels like you're you know, you feel big, it leads you to gaiva. Right? When a person eats too much, you can't learn after that, but that's the Indian of Amalek, and that's why Purim is a day of Kedusha. Kedusha sachila, Kedusha shtia. But that's dafka what's going on. That's why the Rizal says, is that at the Sudan Purim, it's achila and shtia. That achila is osius achal ka, and shtia is shas ka. And Megillah is Megal Ka, like the Chaban says. Everything's about revealing Elukus in everything. So, B'siyat Tishmai, we should listen to the Heilige words of the Basayin. And we should be Zocha to Mamash, be Mocha Amalek, or Reis Amalek, and Mekabal the Heilige days of Purim, B'siyat Tishmai.